The Eye of the Tiger. Hi, James from Ingvid, singing one of my favorite workout songs. Rocky Balboa, Eye of the Tiger. Ta-da. You will notice that Mr. E has on a cape, a Spitz curl, you know, curl from Superman. That's coming out June 14th, advertisement. But anyway, he's working out. Look at those chest muscles, pectorals, chest muscles, and those arms, biceps. He's a super worm because today we're going to work out your English with Mr. E. Okay. Anyway, why are we doing a workout for something that's mental, right? It's not physical. Physical is body, mental is mind. Well, really, they have something in common. They're both good for you. A workout changes your body and makes it something you want it to be. Learning a language is the same. You're actually changing the structure of your mind. You're changing things in your brain so you can get a certain result, a new language or a new way of thinking. The principles or the way we go about it are almost the same. I'm going to break it down because sometimes people get confused with ideas for learning and think it's difficult, but they understand, you know, you run, your heart is good. You lift heavy weights, your arms get big. Same thing. Let's go to the board. Okay, RWN. Three basic blocks of any workout. Anybody who's very big and strong will tell you, you need these three things in order to get in good shape and to be strong. Well, what are they? Let's start off with the one that everybody knows best. A workout. A workout versus a program. Now, I have this on the board for a reason. Working out in English means to exercise or do actions to change your body, make it stronger. In this case, a workout is like a lesson. This is a lesson. This would be a workout. It's one time you go in, you do it, right? But it's not the same as a program. A program is a few workouts put together with an idea. You want to get to somewhere, all right? In this case, to get there, we want to learn English. That's what we want to do. That would be the program. The workout would be the lessons that we take in order to learn the program. Simple enough, you're saying, okay, I know this. Why are you teaching me? Well, what most people don't know, to get the most out of a workout, there are three variables. Three variables are three things that you must do. There is intensity, duration, and workload. Okay? So intensity, how much you do. Sorry, intensity is how hard you work. Workload is how much you do. And duration is for how long. Well, in learning a language, there are three answers to this. So if we start off with, let's say, intensity. Do you passively, and passive means just sit there and watch. You're not speaking, you're not active, you're not doing anything. Do you just listen or do you just read? That's passive. We can really make it more intense by taking the information that you hear and you read and using it right away by writing something, like writing a response on Ingvid, you know, send us a comment or talking to somebody. You learn the lesson automatically going out and talking about it. That's really intense, okay? So that's the intensity. You can change it from being passive to active or both. The second one we can look at, as I said, is workload. What is the workload? How much are you doing, right? Are you doing a page? Are you doing grammar? Are you doing verbs? Sorry, are you doing, you know, vocabulary? What are you doing? Each subpart of it is harder. Writing is harder. It's a big workload, right? Versus learning 10 vocabulary words. What's your workload like? And the other one is duration. Personally, when I study or if I'm studying a language, I like to put in at least 30 minutes. I don't have to do 10 hours. In fact, sometimes doing too much is not good. But how long are you doing? 5 minutes? And you say you're studying? You're not studying. 30 minutes is like the bare minimum, you know, just the smallest amount. Maybe an hour is good, maybe 2 hours. So let's look at those three variables in a workout. And as you change them, you'll notice your ability to learn English gets better and better or goes down, right? So remember what we said, there's intensity, which is how hard you're studying, workload, how much you're studying, and duration, how often, not how often, but how long do you study? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hour. Okay, hour, day is great. Don't need more. watch a few of our videos. Okay, next, program. I told you the program is a large thing. A workout is one thing. The program is all the things. What do you want? You want to learn English, so you need a program. You need to put it in such a way that it works. Well, there are also three variables for this. What? Yeah, there's three variables. Number one, you have to, when you're looking at a program for learning something, let's talk about language, you have to be consistent. You study today, but not for 6 months. That's not consistent. Your workouts are no good. They're not going to help you if you do them every 5 months. It's got to be consistent. Daily is best. What about review? Well, once you learn something, you got to review it, right? You got to review what you're learning. Go over it. That's why teachers have tests. I did a video where I talked about the testing method and why they tested in a certain way. You have to go over. What did I learn? Review it. Go over it. It'll help your memory. And finally, you got to clean out the garbage, right? Correct your mistakes. When you make a mistake, correct it, okay? Over the long term, if you're correcting the mistakes, you'll find out the consistency, the reviewing, and the correcting of the mistakes, your English will just improve and flower. Before you know it, you're speaking the language, not learning the language. I know you like that. I do too. All right, so we talked about a workout. Now, everybody thinks that's it. You work out, you just lift these big heavy weights, and you run, and everything's good. I'm sorry to tell you, the human body doesn't work like that, and nor does your mind. You work out, but you need something called fuel or something to make it work. And when I was talking to you about your workload in learning lessons or learning method, what we're talking about here is nutrition. Nutrition is the food you put in. If you work out and you eat bad food, you will get a bad result. Lots of work, no return. But with nutrition, what we want to talk about is, well, what's nutrition? What you put in. What are you studying? Okay, I often tell people, study what you like. It makes more sense. Now, that's at the beginning, okay? But I also have to look at, when I'm talking about nutrition, it's what type of information you're taking. There are two types of English, really. There's what I call bar English and business English. And I would teach this to my students because they would come in and say, I'm studying for IELTS and TOEFL and I need to know all this academic stuff. And I went, great. So you're not going to ever go out in a foreign country and talk to English people? You're just going to sit in a room and sign documents? Why, yes, I'm going to have beer with them. I go, no, you're not, because you don't know bar English. Bar English isn't just you go to the bar and you drink and you say, hey, man, give me another beer, or dos cervezas, por favor. You know, it's not that. It's what we call social English. It's the contractions, I want to go, or I'm gonna, that you shouldn't use when you're doing formal English, especially when writing. No. But you do when you speak and it makes people more comfortable. The idiomatic speech, which isn't necessarily good for an office environment, but is quite acceptable and expected when you're at a bar, at a beach, and with your family, okay? This is what I put nutrition in. Stuff you should take in. You should balance off the academic with a little bit of the social. It'll make your life more whole, and you'll find that you can actually go out, talk to people, and that will enhance your learning. Okay, cool, you like that? Why do I have out? I've always said when people work out, because sometimes I dabble. Dabble means to play in something. It's not also what you put in, it's what doesn't come out. So in layman's terms, which means common people term, no poo-poo, no good, okay? So you're taking all this stuff in, the bar room and the business and that, right? But what aren't you taking out? I touched on it on the workout. You got to correct your mistakes. A lot of people take in bad English because they study something badly or they don't correct anything and continue with it. Well, those mistakes build up, just like bad food builds up and creates a bad body. After a while, you study the year, you have so many mistakes, it's almost impossible to fix. So you give up saying, I will never be good. In computer words or language, parlance means wording, garbage in, garbage out. I'm telling you, take in, know what you're taking in. You need the academic, you need some social. Work on those aspects. You also need to watch what you don't throw out, things that are useless to you, you may never even use. Why are you learning medical terminology? You're not a doctor, you're a garbage man, right? Know how the garbage machine works. Cool? Anyway, and the final one is rest. Everybody knows, not everyone, silly to say, but a lot of people who work out realize quite quickly that you can work out and you can eat the right food, but if you don't get adequate, and adequate means enough, if you don't get enough rest, the problem is your muscles won't grow. because your body is always repairing or fixing itself, okay? So that's what we're looking at here when we talk about rest. You need to grow, you need to get bigger, and you need the time to grow. People grow over time, things grow over time, so do muscles. Language is the same. You need a break. You're like, what? You told me I have to work out hard and all this intensity and all this. I gotta watch the garbage I put in and all. And yeah. But you need to rest. You need two forms of rest. You notice I have breaks and timeout. Breaks. When you're learning, if you learn in chunks, take 20 or 30 minutes, work on something, take a break. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Take some air, walk around, let it sit. Okay? What I mean, let it sit, let the information go into your brain and then come back. Don't always cram. Cram means taking something and pushing it in again and again into something, okay? Don't cram, that's bad. It's not enjoyable either. Don't cram information. What you want to do is put the information, give it time to settle, come in a little bit, then come back to it. You'll find that you understand it a little bit better. So take breaks in your learning. After 15 minutes of learning, 30 minutes, 45, take breaks. They found that in learning language, 20 to 30 minutes is very good for the brain to get the information and learn from it. Now, that's a break while you're learning a lesson or in a workout. But in a program, see, I'm coming back to this again. In a program, take a timeout. And what I mean by timeout, this is going to sound funny. Take a timeout from actually learning, sitting in front, reading books, being in class. Take a break. Don't do any language. But when you go outside, try and use your language. Try and use it in a natural environment. I know for some of you who don't live in countries where English is a primary language, that will be a little difficult. So people like a Spanish person in America, United States, they would find it easier, or a German person because there's so many English tourists. But take a break from actually active learning. The learning curve, we call it. What I found with students is they'd come in here and then it would go up, 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 and then there would be called a plateau, a place where they would stay. And then they would say, my English is going down. And I would say, actually, it's not going down. Your brain is analyzing and learning. It seems to you down. So one day when you go, now my English better, I mean, it was always here and it was always going up. You just didn't see it until it came here. Your brain needs time. And so do you. So what I want you to do is, well, I want you to take a break right now. That's right, take a break. Because I'm finished this lesson. But before I do, let's do the review. People always say the most important part is the workout. It's actually the rest, so you can get the information. But to go over it again, workout. There's a difference between a workout and a program. A workout is the lesson you're studying on, okay? Work on the process in that lesson. There's a video on that process. Go check it out. You'll see it, another learning lesson. The program is the end goal. What do you want and what workouts or lessons are you going to study to get to that end goal? A student is different than a businessman, which is different than a person vacationing. They'll all have different programs and have to have different workouts to get there. Okay, remember that. Next, nutrition. Just like your workout, what are you going to put in your body? What are you filling yourself with? Is it more social, bar talk, or is it more formal, education or business? Don't forget, you got to clean out those mistakes. When someone's correcting you, or you find a mistake, correct it. If you leave the garbage in, don't take it out. It's going to make you bad, okay? Garbage in, garbage out. Good nutrition, good learning in, mistakes come out. And finally, rest. Take breaks while you're learning, as well as a longer break, maybe a day or two. Give your time, yourself time. Give your brain time to think and absorb. Cool? You like that? Well, it's our break time, okay? Because this is a workout, an Ingvid workout. Ingvid, I just said it. So please go to www.ingvid, where ing stands for English, and vid stands for video.com. Hey, and don't forget to subscribe, because you'll get my latest video every week, every month, every year, whenever. All the new ones come up, and you'll be the first one to know. It'll be right on your page. Anyway, have a good one. I'm out. Super-y. He's gone from Mr. to Super. Have a good one. This is a break. Remember, you have to come back and study another video later. Ciao.